We learn all Shas, all six Siddurim of the Mishnayos of the Gemara. Times, when he came to learn Buksin in the Mishnayos of Buksin, that the Mishnah says, Anisha, that's like preserving, that's like pickling. Yerek, a vegetable, the kedera in a pot. The Yamarlan, some say, Zaysin, olives, shekiv shim batarfeim, that they're preserving in their pots. Torim, it's Tor. Is almost in order of you to say about that. Havayu, the Rav and Shmuel kachazinan hocham. I see all the kasha that Rav and Shmuel asked on this Mishnah. In other words, he did not know Pshan this Mishnah. Vienan, but Rav said, Komasninim biyuks and placer misifta. We have 13 different ways how to learn Masechta Uksin. Alright, turn over. When the middle is saying that Rabbi said he was grazing with Tainus and nothing happened, rain didn't come down. So he asked him, I, when Yehuda used to be grazing with Tainus, he davened right away and rain come down. I, and he said, like, we learned better than Yehuda didn't know Pshan the Mishnah Nuksin, and we know 13 different ways how to learn Pshan the Mishnah Nuksin. As Yanan come Asnin and Biuksin, Tlaisa Mesifta. Tlaisa Mesifta means we have like 13 different Jerochim how to learn through the Masech Nuksin, like we know much more in learning than they knew before in Rabbi Yehuda's times. The Yilu, and still, Rabbi Yehuda, if you have his sholof, Chad Mestan, when he took off one shoe, or Semit, where the rain came down. The Ananos, called Savich Nekulu Yoyme, we're davening the whole day already, for Lekha the Yashkech Bon, and Hashem is not listening to us. So, Imi Shom Uvda, Iyiko the Chos Midi Lema. If maybe we did something wrong, like Rabbi is saying, maybe I did something wrong, if anybody knows something that I did wrong, please come and tell me. Avuma Yase, what should we do that Gederli Ador, what should the Gederli Ador say, Shein Dorin Doyme Yofa, that Rabbi was like saying, like he's a Gederli Ador, he's okay, but Nastam the Dor itself, the generation is doing Averis, because of the generation, that's why Hashem wasn't listening to him. Rabbi Yehuda Choza Hanu Betray. Rabbi Yehuda saw two people, Tehevi Koparzi Barifta. They were, breaking bread, parsi barifta. Good, Russians. Zorkim oisam zelazem. They were playing with bread. They were throwing bread like a ball one to another. His Omer, he said, Shema mini ika sofa bi alma. Looks like there's too much food in the world. So the kid, the mom is playing with the food. Is Yoyza Enos, and Yehuda gave a bit eye and eye in horror. Have a kafna. And there was a famine then. There wasn't enough food anymore. Omer le rabbon le rabkana. So rabbon is said to rabkana, braid the rab nechunya. Shoma mar the shchiach kaimei, like you're friendly with Rabbi Yehuda, is nase the leifak the pischei. Let it make it that Rabbi Yehuda should go out to his door to see what's doing in the shuk. Let him look what's doing in the marketplace. Like let him go to your door to somach l'shuk that's near the marketplace. Is asiyah, so he made him do that. He made Rabbi Yehuda come to his door and he opened up the door. He saw the marketplace. V'nafel l'shuk, he went out to the marketplace. Chozak Kanufa, he saw people gathering together. Omalhu, my high, how come you're gathering together? Omalhu, they told him, Akusva the Tamri Kaimi, like we're all fighting over one bucket, one kais full of dates. The Kramiz Davins are finally selling here. So in other words, Omri said, Shemamina Kafna Bialma. Now Rabbi Yehuda realized that there was a famine in the world, there wasn't enough food, and they were fighting over this one cup full of dates. Is Omalan the Shemaya? So Yehuda told his Shamus, Sholofli Misani, take off my shoe. Sholofli Chad Misani, take off my shoe, I'll start to daven to Hashem. So when he took off one shoe, the Yosem Mitra, right away the rain came down. That's how much of a tzaddik that Yehuda was. Ki Mota le Mishla Fachrino, when the Shamus wanted to take off his second shoe, is also Elio Anavi came to him. And the Omer and Sedle, that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to take off the second shoe, I'll destroy the whole world. In other words, so daven, his tefillah will daven so much, that the rain will keep on coming, and it'll drown the whole world. Like, don't let him take off his second shoe, don't let him daven too much. Omar Rav Mori, brought the Bas Shmuel. He was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. I was on the banks of the river Papoi. Chazoi lemalchi, I saw malachim. The idmu the idmo lamalche, the komaisi chalo, umalino liarvi, vevi kimcha dismida. Like I saw malochim, that were, they looked like shipmen, like ship people, and they changed over the sand into flour. In other words, they made a miracle, they made a nest, and they made a whole a ship load of wheat come in. Is also kuli amal mizman, everybody went to buy the wheat. Is amalu, so Rav Mori told the people, mehol le tizman, don't buy the wheat from the ship. The maisa nisimu, it's a maisa nisim, I saw a nest happen. Rashi says, not so good to take from maisa nisim. Rashi says, amalu be maisa nisim, uva ma di yeshles rachig maisa nisim, yoysa tay benochen. It's not good to have enjoyment from a nest. So since this wheat is really nisim, really all it was just sand, and the malachim changed it over into wheat, don't use it. But then, lemocha tomorrow, Asian Arvi, the Arabs came, the chita, a whole shipload of wheat, the pazina. So they had to talk and they waited until tomorrow, and the whole shipload came from that place that brought wheat. Rava Yikloyil Agrunya. Rava went out in the city of Agrunya. Goza Tanisa. Again, there was no rain that year, that time, so he's going to Tanis. Vloyasa Mitra, nothing doing, still the rain didn't come down. Amalu, they say, Kule Alma Betanisaichu. Like he said, everybody should be in a Tanis. Lemocha Amalu. Amalu is Baisu Kuleyama Betanisu. Baisu means stay overnight also. Like, don't, even though you fasted the whole day, keep on fasting tonight also. Fast till tomorrow. Lemocha came tomorrow, Amalu. Miyiko de Chazi Chilma. Did anybody see a dream last night? Lema tell me. Amalu Rebbe Lozim Agrunya. Rebbe Lozim Agrunya said yes. The Didiya crying in the Chalmi, I saw a dream last night that said like this. Sholem Toiv Lerav Toiv. Meribun Toiv. The Metuvia Metiv Liyami. Because you're getting Shom Alechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives a lot of toiv to the world. So Amar, if so, then Rava said, Shema Mina Eis Rotzini, I see right now it's an Eis Rotzin. Is mi boy Rachmi, he davened very strong right now. Is Eis Rotzin to daven. So boy Rachmi davened very good now. The Yossi Mitzvah rain came down. Hahu Gavran happened a certain person, the Yichayiv Nagda Beveidina the Rava. He had a chiyuv to get the Malkus from Rava's Bezdin. Mishum the boy Kusis. Because he was born with a shiksa. This Jew lived with a shiksa. He deserved to get Malkus. Is Nagde Rava, so Rava gave him Malkus, Umis, and he died. Ishtame Milse be Shiva Malka. So the king Shiva Malka heard about this, that Rava killed somebody. Boil it through in a Rava. He wanted to put Rava in prison. He wanted to put punishment to Rava. Is Amrle Ifra, Hurmiz Ime de Shiva Malka. So Ifra Hurmiz, which was the mother of the king, Lebrua told the son, Lelehevelucha Esek. Don't start up with Rava. Don't have anything to do with these Yudim. Whatever they ask from Hashem, Hashem gives them. So stay away from them. Don't start up with Rava. So the son asked the mother, what's so great? What did they ask that Hashem gave them? Boy Rachmi V'yosi Mitra. Says they davened and rain came down. So the king said, if so, Amalayahu, Mishum the Zim of the Mitru. That's no big spiel. The rain came down this time because that was the rain season. I want to see them do something special like this. Let them daven today. Betkufas Thomas, now it's the middle of the summer, it's not a time to rain in Thomas time. Velaisi Mitru, let me see them daven now and rain should come down now. So Sholchulei the Rava, they sent the message to Rava. So the mother sent a message to Rav and says, Kivan Daitchom, like Davin, very good. Oh, boy, Rachme, the Laisi Mitra, that rain should come now. So, boy, Rachme, Rav attacked Davin to Hashem, but Vloyos and Mitra, rain didn't come down. Is Omala fun of Rebbeinu Shalom? So now Rav said to Hashem, Elohim, Biosneinu Shemanu, Avosainu, Sipulano, Poyo Palto, Bianayim, Bianakedim, Vano, Bianayno, Lorinu. As he said, like, Beschus, my office, that please help us. Is also Mitra and Echnaim, and then the rain came down. Ad Shofach Maziva the Tzipur LaDiglis. Until all the Maziva, all the gutters of Tzipurei ran into the big river of Diglis. So a lot of rain came down. Is also Avuha is Chazle B'chalma. So Rav's father saw him in the dream. When Rav dreamt the dream, he saw his father. The Yomala, and he said to Rav, Meiko de Mitra Kai Mishmai Kuli Hai, like he didn't do a good thing. Like, what are you bothering Hashem so much? You're making Hashem make it rain now in the time in the summertime. Yomala, he said, so the father told Rav, you should know, Shani Duchtecha, change your sleep, change your place where you sleep. In other words, since you did this, you have to be bothered Hashem, there's a gzar din, something bad should happen to you. So to change your mazel is change your place of living. If you change your place of living, sometimes that changes your mazel. Is Shani Duchta, so Rav Ataka changed his place, he slept someplace else last night. And Lamocha the next day, Ashtichay de Marashim Pariah Besakine. They saw that Rav's old bed was full of knives. In other words, if Rav would have slept there, he would have been killed that night. Because of the swad, they listened to him, he changed places, he was saved. Rav Papa Goza Tanisa, Papa also was going to Matinus. Well, he asked the Mitzvah, nothing happened, rain didn't come down.
So Cholishli boy, he felt very bad, he got like a heart, he felt his heart was faint. Sarah Pinchas Adaisis, so he sipped down, he drank down, a Pinchas, a plate full of like cereal. Oh boy, Rachman, he davened to Hashem, Loyos and Mitra, and still nothing happened, no rain came down. His Omalei Rav Nachman, Barush Pashtasti, and he told him, like, he Sarah Mar Pinchas Achriti, if you take another, like, plate full of the cereal, the Daisa is lost in Mitra, then rain would come down, like, as if to say, like, what are you doing? His Ichsev, that made him feel very bad, the Cholish Daiti had a Chalisha Sadati, felt faint. And then he davened to Hashem with real hachna, the Yosemitra, and then rain came down.
The Yosemitra. Then he davened with real kavona, then rain came down. Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa, Rebbe calls the Baruch, he was walking on the road. Yosemitra, rain was coming down while he was walking on the road. Omalafon of Ribbono Shel Olam. Kulai Bitzar, everybody is Bitzar. The Chananya, no, forget, Kulai, Kulai Olam, Kulai Benachas, everybody's enjoying themselves. The Chanina Bitzar, I'm walking in the rain, it's bothering me now. So Pasik Mitra, the rain stopped. Kimotel Abesa, when the Chanina came home, Omri said, Lafon of Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo Bitzar, the whole world needs rain. The Chanina Benachas, I'm home, peaceful now. Also Mitra, Nechanami, then rain came back. And that's how great Chanina was. Omri Rab Yosef, my Ahan is late, Lusa, the Kohen Gadol, Gabriel Chanina Ben Doisa. Like even the davening of the Kohen Gadol isn't as great as the davening of Chanina Ben Doisa. The Tanam, we learned like this. What did the Kohen Gadol daven on Yom Kippur after he finished the Avodah? Tefillah Katsara, the Beis Achitzen. After he finished doing the Avodah, he davened the short davening in the Beis Achitzen. My Matli, what did the Kohen Gadol daven on Yom Kippur? His Rovin Barada, Verova Barada, the Yarmut Tavar, they both said, Meshmet Rebbe Yehuda, that what was the Tefillah, what was the davening of the Kohen Gadol? Yirotzen Lofonech Hashem Lokenu, Shetayashona Azuk Shuma. This year should be rainful. Ushchuna should also be dry. There's not too much rain, not too much heat. Shchuna ma'ay, for the more shchuna ma'ayisim, is it good to have heat? Adi Rabbi Griusi, if it's too hot, it's no good. Ella, the Kohen Gadol said like this, im shchuna, if it's going to be very hot this year, take a shuma, then it should be rainful. Utalula, and it should be rain, v'yal yichnas lefunecha, tfila sa'ev d'idrochim. And the Kohen Gadol davin, that the tfila of the Eved Rochim, the people that travel, like they daven to Hashem, don't let it rain. A guy that wants to travel on the road doesn't want it to rain. So that tfila saw it shouldn't rain. So the Kohen Gadol said to Hashem, don't be in the Kabbalah, that tfila. So Mashma, that's what he had to davin. Hashem was Mekabalist tfila. When he was Mehelech Derochim, and he said to Hashem, stop the rain, Hashem listened to him. In other words, his tfila was greater than the tfila of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol davened that the rain should not stop for the people traveling. And the Chanina davened to Hashem, the rain did stop. Rav Achob read the Rava. Messiah, he ended off, Mishmed, the name of Yehuda, that Lo Yayid Ovid Shulton Amid Vesh Yehuda. Should never leave the Shulton, the rulership from Vesh Yehuda. V'yal Yiyu Amcho Yisrael Trichel Nespan Ezem Yizeh. And Klaius will not have to come on to have Panosah Ezem Yizeh. V'lo Yil Yal Machel, they should not have to come on to another nation. But Klaius will have their own Panosah. This is what the Kohen Gadol davened also on Yom Kippur. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chol Yom V'yom, every single day, Baskol Yoytzes, a Baskol comes out. The American says like this, Kol Olam Kulo Nizom B'Shvur Chanina B'ni. The whole world gets its panos, like lives, gets its nourishment, because of this tzaddik, Chanina. The Chanina B'ni, you know what he needs? What does Chanina B'ni need to live on? Daya V'kav Charuvim Yerush Shabbos Nerush Shabbos. From Friday to Friday, all the eight, from all he ate was just a dried out boxer, that's all. That he didn't need anything. But because of his great schusim, the whole world had his nourishment. Have a regila de Vesua Lemechme Tanura. Her wife used to every Friday, like, light up the oven, come out the Shabbat of Ishadria Kitrisa, and she would let smoke come out of the oven, Mishum Kisufa, because they were so poor they had nothing to eat.